It may be hard to believe this time of year, but shopping centers are starting to open themselves up to the elements. And this new wave of outdoor malls doesn't just include stores and restaurants, but also office space and housing. Jeff Green is president of retail consulting firm Jeff Green Partners. He met me at one of the new kinds of malls, Scottsdale Quarter, which is across the street from a similar center, Kierland Commons.
Mixed-use developments where there is office, there's hotel, there's multifamily housing and retail are really the places retailers want to go into now.
Why is that?
Because those are built-in demand components for the retailers right on the project. Plus, they tend to actually be smaller and a little bit more intimate retail projects.
What are some of the potential pitfalls of a center like this?
Well, layout is a big issue in a center like this because in this center, Scottsdale Quarter, for example, we have a couple wings that are a little quieter than some of the others, which makes it harder to lease and harder for consumers to cross shop. Also, parking is also an issue.
Would you imagine that eventually there just won't be indoor shopping malls like we're used to seeing anymore? Or is there still a place for those?
Oh, there's still a place for indoor shopping malls, actually. It's just that we won't see many new ones. In fact, there's only one enclosed regional mall that's going to open this year, and that's in Sarasota, Florida.
In a center like this and across the street at Kierland, there are a number of restaurants that are not necessarily chain restaurants. There are some chain restaurants, but there are also some that locals might know from restaurateurs or chefs locally here.
Well, it's interesting because chef-driven concepts, which is really kind of the newest craze in the restaurant industry, is usually about local chefs and independent chefs. And they love locations like this because they love the urban feel. They want to be part of a destination that's daytime and nighttime like this is.
How does a place like this do during the summer?
Well, I think with Scottsdale Quarter, there are two issues. One, it's a very seasonal population too, which means that the summers are much quieter. That combined with the fact that it's outdoors and people don't necessarily like to shop outdoors when it's this hot. But the good thing is when it cools down at night, there's a lot of outdoor experience as it relates to going into the movie theater and all the restaurants that surround it.
So does a place like Scottsdale Quarter, Kierland, Biltmore Fashion Park, do they have to sort of generate some of that attention in the evenings after the sun goes down, especially during the summer?
Well, it's interesting. All three of those centers that you just mentioned have a strong restaurant component. And that's where usually the nighttime traffic comes from.
In Scottsdale Quarter, as we were walking to where we're sitting now, there was sort of a mix of stores that you've heard of, national chains, and some that are unique maybe to this location or just have a couple of stores or not big national chains. What is the ideal mix of places like that for a center like this to succeed?
Well, I think you would want maybe 10 to 15% independent and the rest to be chain-oriented. That's basically for the developer to have credit-worthy tenants as opposed to independent tenants that they may have to subsidize. However, in the center like this, we're looking at, you know, somewhere between 25 and 30% of these stores being independent stores. But that's good for a center like this because it actually expands their trade area.
Do you see more centers like this opening up in the Phoenix area in the next year, 2 years, 5 years?
No, I mean, I know that there's the Estrella development that Mesa's just trying to do. Other than that, I don't really see many of these developments occurring in the future because, you know, at the moment, Phoenix is well stored, if you will.
Do the developers of these outdoor centers tend to look specifically at the part of town they're locating in to determine what types of places they're going to put in here?
Well, the beauty of these centers is they're not formulaic. They're built to the market. They're built to the demographic of the market. They're built to the shopper, and they're built to the voids of the market.
Jeff Green is president of retail consulting firm Jeff Green Partners.